This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom. And it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation.
TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. Enjoy more of the things you love with TCL.
I choose to keep my medical history private, as with anything else that goes on. But, you know, it'll be a lot like last year to that degree. You know, we've already lived it for one season. And it's a fluid situation, as it has been since the COVID pandemic began. So we'll kind of take it 1 week at a time, 1 month at a time, see where we are when we get to the season. And, you know, it's so important that we focus on football, you know, as well, and really making sure that we're winning football games. That's really what it'll be about.
You know, we're just trying to educate these guys. You know, they have to make their own decisions. You know, the unvaccinated players are going to have a harder time in the season. They're going to be wearing masks. They'll have to social distance. You know, they'll have daily testing. They won't be able to go home for bye week. They'll have to come back here and test every day. When we go on the road, they won't be able to go out to dinner with anybody. They'll have to travel on buses differently, travel on planes differently. So, you know, the meetings will be, you know, a lot of the meetings will be virtual like this is here. And so there's not only the safety part of getting vaccinated, but as far as being part of a football team, and it's just going to be so much easier. You know, like with me, for instance, you know, I don't have to wear a mask. We have staff meeting the other day. We got, you know, everybody's in the same room. We can sit there and talk as opposed to trying to do this like we're doing here. And, you know, I know you guys know I don't really like doing all the media stuff, but I'd much rather be sitting in a room talking to you than looking up at this camera and then looking down at you.
Football.
Oh, man, he's the best. Oh, yeah. And by the way, this is a live happy hour edition of, hold on.
There you go.
There you go. Right there. I think I just may have sprayed that all over my
flavor claw here. By the way,
wait. Nobody told me about this.
What do you mean nobody? It's afternoon. You're 4:14. Wait. You've needed a reason to drink in the afternoon previously. Wow. Judd's leaving. He's literally leaving right now to go get a beer. All right. Well, this is a live edition of Purple Daily live on the Score North Facebook page, Twitter account, and also on the Purple Daily YouTube page. Phil Mackey, Judd Zolgad, shortly. I think I can hear Don yelling at him in the background there, too. And our executive producer, Declan Goff. This episode presented by our friends at TCL. Enjoy more of what you love with TCL. And while we wait for Judd to come back, too, we will take your comments. If you want to comment in the YouTube comment section, the Purple Daily YouTube channel, we'll put your comments on the screen throughout the episode. And one programming note, this is a Write That Down Wednesday, but for a few different logistical and scheduling reasons, we're going to push Write That Down to tomorrow. Go ahead, Judd.
Thank you very much.
Right there, dude. All right.
Sweet child of
mine. Cheers to Kevin Williams, newest Vikings Ring of Honor inductee. And I think, you know, Judd covered basically his whole career. I covered a few years of his career, too. Consummate professional. I don't think you're going to find anyone to say a cross word about Kevin Williams. So cheers. Vikings legend.
Congratulations. Fantastic. Three tech. A guy I would say is not a Hall of Fame player, but he's in that next category, right? Like, he's not going to go to Canton, but he is. He definitely deserves to be acknowledged, and he brought a lot at a time when that position, I don't think, had nearly as many dominant players as it has today. So, yeah, it's cool, well-deserved, and it's why you create a Ring of Honor. Because Minnesota Wild, you don't always want to retire numbers, but you can honor players in different ways.
Well, the Wild haven't retired any numbers so far in 20 years. Koivu is going to be a great celebration, though, later on this calendar year.
And they retired the number one for fans, which they should bring down right now and give to a goaltender.
So, all right, let's get into Judd's minicamp observations. He spent the last couple of days and tomorrow again at the Twin Cities Orthopedic Performance Center. And you heard the comments off the top of the show from Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins was asked, much like Harrison Smith and Adam Thielen and Eric Kendricks, like some of the key players are being asked, have you been vaccinated? And Kirk said he prefers to keep his medical history private, but then he kind of, like, the rest of his answer indicated that he hasn't gotten the vaccine because he said we're going to take it week by week and month by month.
Correct.
So I guess, yeah, I didn't wake up this morning thinking, boy, let's get into an in-depth vax or anti-vax discussion on Purple Daily today. But as it pertains to the Vikings, what were your thoughts, Judd, on Mike Zimmer laying out, hey, it's going to be harder on non-vaccinated players to just be part of this thing?
Yep.
And then Harrison Smith and Adam Thielen coming out saying, we haven't been vaxxed. Eric Kendrick saying, I have, and mm-hmm. I love it. What are your thoughts on, is there going to be some tension here at some point?
If it's not here, it's going to be somewhere. So, yes, there is going to be. And I think to have this discussion now, at this point in time, we have to remove almost all passion from it and, like, political views, religious beliefs.
Good luck.
Right, but here's the important thing. This comes down to one thing. And to do this, I think we need to do what's probably the most difficult thing, and that is we have to stop caring about people and only think of these guys as players who play for your team and wear your laundry. And so what I'm trying to do is strip away, like, Kirk Cousins has every right as a person to say, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And I have every right then to say, you do have that right completely. I have a different belief than you. But you know what? If you go get your family sick, that's not my concern. But what is my concern, or what's the Vikings' concern, and this is the key thing because they pay him millions of dollars, is can he play every single game in 2021? Now, the flip side to this discussion, because I'll cut people off right here. I've seen this on Twitter, and it's absolutely correct. Because you're vaccinated doesn't mean you can't get this, okay? So your odds become better, but you can get COVID-19 if you have gone through the vaccination process, which means all three of us, for instance, could get it. But what you are guaranteed, it sounds like, is if you get it, it won't be as serious. And so, you know, I know there's a dismissal of, well, these are young athletes, and if they get it, they'll be asymptomatic. Who cares? But let's say they're not. So just from a view, the only thing that I really think is important as far as Purple Daily is concerned is this. By the more and more guys that didn't get it means you're playing Russian roulette with them possibly getting this because COVID-19 is not gone. I mean, the variants continue, in fact, and some of them are getting worse. So the discussion really is, what happens if on a Saturday night somebody comes down with this, and let's say it's Kirk, and the Vikings quarterback plan, to me, for instance, becomes very intriguing here, Phil and Dex, because it's a plan that basically is saying Kirk Cousins is going to play 16 games, and we're going to develop guys. We're going to, you know, develop Kellen Mond behind him. So before people like get up in arms about Kirk, his religious beliefs are, you're right. He has every right to do what he wants. But I'm going to go out on a limb here, okay? I'm going to tell you guys right now, deep in his heart, if Zim was just a citizen, worked a 9-to-5 job, strikes me as the type of guy that might not get vaxxed. Like, just his choice. Again, that's fine. But he knows, and what he said today is very smart. He knows what the fallout is, because he coaches a football team with million-dollar employees if somebody gets sick. And I think the personnel side of this, like coaches, had to get vaxxed. But my point being is, I don't think Mike was saying that from I'm a thoughtful guy standpoint, and it makes a lot of sense. I think he was saying it purely from a football standpoint. Yeah. And as far as our discussion today, I think that's the most important thing, because you're going to be very sorry if Kirk Cousins before week 3 gets sick or something happens and now he can't play. And who's playing? Jake Browning?
That's the thing. Like, so this is such a hard conversation, because there's what we all believe personally, and then there's what's the best thing for the team to win as many games as possible, right? Personally, I am vaxxed. It is my belief that vaccines have extended our life expectancy over the last 100 years. Polio vaccine, smallpox, I know that the COVID vaccine, all three of the mainstream vaccines were sort of rushed. And so there's been a little bit of, I don't know, this thing was like, they threw this thing in the oven for like 3 months and here it is. And I get some of that. But, I'm a believer that vaccines extend life expectancy. And so here I am. Oh, maybe I'm wrong and I'll develop some sort of weird mutation in a year. And I don't know. We'll see what happens, I guess. But then there's the Then there's putting 53 and in training camp 90 people together, and they're supposed to be practicing and studying and communicating for one cause, which is winning as many football games as possible. And we're going to get to why this is such a big deal with the protocols that the NFL just rolled out today, by the way. I think the Twins clubhouse, and I don't have any like ironclad reporting on this, but I think the Twins clubhouse had some tension early in the season because COVID spread throughout multiple players. They lost a bunch of games early. You had a couple guys, especially Andrelton Simmons, who was very public about his anti-vax stance. Again, whether you side with him or not, he gets COVID, spreads it around. I think there's some weird mojo with the Twins that clearly hasn't gone away to this point. I don't want that to happen with the Vikings. But I think it's human nature. You're going to have some guys that are like, dude, like let me go through the protocols here, okay? Because it's like, forget about your personal beliefs, whatever. This is the NFL protocols for vaccinated people and not vaccinated people, okay? If you're vaccinated, no daily testing required. If you're not, testing required every day. Masks not required at club facility or during team travel. Masks required if you aren't vaxxed everywhere you go. No physical distancing required. You must remain physically distant if you're not fully vaxxed, okay? How about this? Travel restrictions. You're not going to be able to go outside your hotel to go out to dinner on the road if you aren't vaxxed. You're going to have to be physically distanced from your teammates in the meal rooms during breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you may not eat with your teammates. Think about that. Like all the different kind of, like Peyton Manning was famous for bringing a tablet to breakfast and sitting there and all gathered around a table. Let's talk about film together while we eat breakfast before practice, right? Mm-hmm. You can't eat with your teammates at breakfast or lunch if you haven't been vaccinated, okay? Is it fair? I mean, I don't know. You can't use the sauna, the steam room, no social media, marketing, sponsorship activities permitted, so you can't go. You can't do those Community Tuesday things that they do. And like I said, you may not leave the team hotel to eat in restaurants. You may not interact with anyone outside of the team traveling party during team travel. So you basically just have to be isolated and quarantined. During bye week, you can't leave your home. You can't leave the state. You have to stay put. And so, again, like, live and let live. I'm a live and let live guy for the most part. And I'm not here to tell anyone what they should or shouldn't believe. But when it comes down to getting 53 guys or 90 in training camp, all on the same page and in the same rooms, etc. Mike Zimmer laid it out at the beginning of the show. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard. There's probably going to be some tension. Hey, why can't we eat with our quarterback? Why can't we eat with our wide receiver, right? Because we differ on beliefs. Mm-hmm. I don't want that to derail what could be a really good Vikings season. And so that's one of my worries after these first couple days of minicamp.
Well, and the quarterback in Kirk's case has to, I mean, we're talking about a guy who, right or wrong, is looked to for guidance, right? He's looked to, so now he's not going to be available for certain meetings and things like that. It's going to cause a divide between certain players for sure. And here's the biggest problem, and I would not want to be the team that encounters this. You know as well as I do that somebody is going to go rogue during the bye week and try and leave town without being who was not vaxxed, and they're going to get it, and they're going to come back, and they're going to bring it into the locker room, and something's going to happen. All hell is going to break loose. It might not be the Vikings, but there is no way that everybody who's not vaxxed during their bye week is going to say, I'll be in once a week, and the team will try and hide it, or I should say once a day. The team will try and hide that, but the point is, if a guy gets it and now we've got real problems, it's going to get out. So, yeah, I mean, it just sets up. I'm sure there's a lot of coaches that would have preferred not to do this, and they were mandated to, but it also just sets up to make your life easier for your team. And if you're a fan of Vikings, it sets up for your team to probably have more success and less questions. And so that's where I can sort of remove the, like, I don't even care about the people here. I'm talking about guys that wear the jersey of your favorite team who you need to play. And you can't. And so let's say the Vikings try to apply pressure. And the player's like, no. The problem, too, is what's the threat then? Because no matter what we say about Kirk Cousins, he can't be replaced. Like, there's no quarterback on the roster right now that can just step in and play. You know, Kirk, we don't like what you're doing. Harrison Smith.
Casting shade upon Jake Browning like that, but that's
yes, I am. I've seen him. I've seen him practice for a couple of days. It's a major shade. Adam Thielen. Like, go through the list of players that said they're not vaxxed. They're incredibly important players who, if they get sick, can't play, and they'll and they'll be shut down for potentially 2 games. I mean, what Thielen went through last season when he was, I believe, exposed to COVID, and at that time he didn't have it. He was exposed to it. That very well could happen to him again, because that had nothing to do with him being like deathly ill or something. That had to do with exposure, and the league said you cannot play.
Yeah, there's one more thing in here, vaccinated versus not fully vaccinated for NFL protocol. This just came out today. Mm-hmm. If you come in contact, if there's a high risk exposure of some kind, if you come in contact with somebody who has COVID or you were in a gathering or something, whatever it is, then you have to quarantine for a certain period. It doesn't say how long the quarantine is, but if you're not vaccinated, you could have a scenario where you come in contact with someone on a Sunday or let's say a Friday or Saturday.
Yes.
You don't have COVID, but you come in contact with someone who has COVID, and then you have to miss a game through, you know, no fault of your own immune system. But so it is, it's going to be tough. And I just, you know, the human element of this all, like I said, makes me just a little bit wary. You don't want something like this and any tension. And by the way, the Vikings aren't the only team going through this. I mean, Sam Darnold came out and said, hey, I haven't gotten the vaccine yet. I'm still just sort of gathering information. But we'll have to, this will be something to monitor, and you're going to know, because the guys who haven't been vaccinated are going to be wearing masks in and around the practice facility. So it's not like I know that Cousins today, for instance, said, hey, I'd like to keep my medical history private. Well, two things. One, I mean, there's literally an injury report every week of your career that comes out with your medical history. Mm-hmm. So, and two, if you wear a mask around the facility, everyone's going to just assume that you didn't get the vaccine. And so at some point, if you want to know, you're going to know with some of these NFL players. I mean, Chris Paul is probably going to miss like the first 2 games of the Western Conference Finals. I don't know if he's been vaxxed or not, but
I think he is vaxxed.
Okay. So, he had some sort of either tested positive or something happened.
No, I think
so.
Right. That's the thing is, if you've been vaxxed, if you're exposed to it, you're not done playing. Now, if you get it, you're going to be shut down. But that's the thing is, if Kirk gets exposed to it, so if Kirk and Thielen go to a restaurant and have close contact with a COVID positive person, they then can't play. That's the issue. So, like, this is not a political discussion. It's not a religious discussion. This is a flat out Purple Daily football discussion. Football-y football. Not worried about families. I'm not worried about people.
Football.
I'm worried about who's playing football. And that's what Simmons wanted.
But Judd,
about.
You're always not worried about families or people and only worried about football. So that doesn't really change anything.
I know. Well, what I'm trying to do is remove I think it's important to remove the human element from this discussion and just get to the bottom line, because Mike Zimmer is not talking about, it's too bad Kirk's life won't be simple. He doesn't care about that, nor should he.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's an event coming up where I'm pretty sure standing outside of the 3M Open, you're going to be fine. Like, it's outside, it's beautiful, it's TPC Twin Cities. And so, you know, I don't know what their protocol is, but I'm guessing you can be physically distanced, whether you're vaxxed or not. It'll be great. I'm guessing you can get an adult beverage. And fans are very much welcome now. The 3M Open is open to fans July 19th through the 25th at TPC Twin Cities. Tickets are available at 3MOpen.com/tickets. 3MOpen.com/tickets. What do you got, Judd?
You know what, with that, too? Here's a thought. So the Twins stink. It's done, right? So if you were going to go to some Twins games, and you're like, you know, I might go to some Twins games this year, right? And you're like, now, I don't want to go to Twins games. 3M Open might be the place to hit.
I think that's probably at this point.
Yeah. Your fun best, day of golf?
Summer sports option, for sure.
Fun day of golf? I mean, I'm just saying, outdoors.
Yeah.
If it's like today, it'd be gorgeous.
Yes, yes. So, all right, what other observations do you have from, we've got a couple questions from the YouTube comment section just wanting to know how Kellen Mond looks. So can we get your observations on how Kellen Mond looks so far?
Of course you can. I've been sending Dex some Zolgadian Zapruder film of Kellen Mond from the grassy knoll.
Hiding in the bushes.
Seriously. You know what?
There's like a fifth weird guy out there with a red jersey on and a beer belly.
Yeah.
Who's that fifth quarterback?
Crouching with his camera. The Skol Reddit page is—it's blowing up. You're like the Scorsese of the Skol Reddit page. Right now, you're providing so much content for them.
Skorsese.
Oh, I like it very much. That's very good. Yeah, you know what? He looks pretty good for a guy who's not getting a ton of snaps. It's non-contact. The pass rush is sort of fake, but. He doesn't look. How can I pay him a compliment without being too excited about it and not insulting him at the same time? He looks like he belongs in the drills, if that makes sense.
Sure. Okay.
Like, you know, like you see some guys, like I would say there have been some Nate Stanley passes where I'm like, okay, buddy, this is real nice, but insurance sales will be great for your career. Kellerman looks
update
like
your LinkedIn profile, buddy.
So without trying to sell this too hard, it's June. The pass rush is there, but it's not really there. You're not going to get hit. He looks like he belongs. He looks comfortable. Here's my starting point about what I like about him, and this is the one thing with Ponder that you could always tell. Just from a starting, like, this type of camp, Phil, and Dex, Kellen Mond seems to exude a confidence that says, at the very least, I belong here. You know how you finally caught on to the fact that Ponder was like, oh, my God, am I really here? Mm-hmm. And he was a nice guy. He was a smart guy, book smart guy. But Kellen Mond exudes an athletic confidence that says, I fit here, which is a really, to me, that's the most important thing. Because if you're a quarterback and you have an aw shucks, man, I was happy to be drafted, or, you know, I got drafted in the first round, I really should have been taken in the fifth round, that's mm-hmm. a problem. So as far as what the early returns are from just a couple of days of this camp, I would say that you have to have liked what you've seen just from the standpoint of the makeup of how he's approaching it.
Now, I notice all the videos that you've sent that I've seen of Kellen Mond that have been put on ScoreNorth Instagram and Twitter have just been positive videos where he's like, he's hitting. Who's the third string receiver? Is it Zylstra?
Zylstra, his buddy Zane Zylstra.
Yeah, he's hitting Zylstra on these 20-yard passes.
Shane Zylstra.
Shane, okay.
I sent, so why did I send you Brandon yesterday? And then
was Brandon was the other Zylstra.
Yeah.
Brandon
okay.
Zylstra
so
was,
I was
from like,
okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I sent.
But I mean, are you capturing video of him also getting sacked and
you know what,
like throwing interceptions and not sending it? Okay.
He's not. No.
I just want to know if this is Vikings propaganda you're sending or
no,
what is
no, no, no. I've got a couple more that I'm going to send Dex. I think it's one of Kirk handing off to Dalvin Cook at one point, who has a nice run. And then it's another Mond one. And I think it's a draw play. But no, you know what? I have not. Now, to be fair, Mond is not getting a ton of work. Okay. So it's not like the Kirk workload. But I have not seen a lot of Mond plays or filmed ones that I immediately delete because they look bad. So no, I mean, again, he looks like he belongs. And that's all that you can ask for at this point. I'm telling you, he's going to open camp. It's going to be depth chart wise. Cousins, Browning, Mond, Stanley sort of sharing that third role.
Totally fine with that.
So I think that's how it's going to start. So if you're expecting like Kellen Mond, oh man, Kellen Mond's playing, don't count on that.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead and give us a.
Okay.
Give us, let's say, observation number two. Kellen Mond was number one. Observation number two.
Sure. Observation number two. So I was talking to somebody who knows Sport of Pigskin real well today.
Wow. Look at you.
And as we were watching practice, and I did an afternoon Judd on this, but I'm going to try right now to manage expectations when it comes to Patrick Peterson. Okay. Because, you know, Patrick Peterson's heyday was really damn good. And I am guilty as the next guy of you sign a guy that was really good and you're like, oh my gosh, Patrick Peterson will come to his new team and turn it around, right? He's going to turn it around. I mean, that's sort of how we think. I hyper-focused in on Patrick Peterson today as watching him closely. I'm going to tell you right now, it's coming off a tough year. And the problem is this. I don't think there was a lot of speed to begin with, but I think there was a lot of savvy there. But because I think he's been a good player for a long time. But there was a play today, ones against ones, for instance, where Adam Thielen across the middle beat him badly with his speed. So Thielen's speed beat Peterson's speed. And Peterson's got he's a lanky dude. So he's got the long arms, which I think at one time were instrumental in him breaking up plays. My point is he was enough of a step behind this play that it sort of reminded you of probably what the problem was in 2020. And if I recall correctly, Phil, you've cited from Pro Football Focus that Patrick Peterson took a bunch of penalties last year as well.
Yeah, so like 8 or 9 penalties.
Heavily penalized, which means that you are trying to grab on because you can't keep up. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you, I like a lot of what the Vikings have done, and this might turn out to be a good move. But that being said, I think it's important to probably manage the expectation that not every one of these signings and veterans are going to be, they might not live up to the name that they had, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why it's not like you had a bunch of 3-year offers on the table, right? For $40 million guaranteed. I mean, he's trying to bounce back from the worst year of his career. And I think it's easy for us to look on paper, Sheldon Williams, and like at, look at these guys, Pat Pete, Sheldon Williams, Xavier Woods, or Sheldon Richardson. Sheldon Williams was that Duke player, I think, that the Timberwolves might have traded for one time.
I knew what you were talking about.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to correct you.
But it's easy for us to think about those guys at their peak like 3 years ago and just assume whatever has happened to decrease their value that Mike Zimmer is going to get them back to their peak. Well, the reality is that's probably not going to happen, right? They probably whiffed on at least a couple of these signings, and that's why it's so important that they have depth now. And the fact that you can just plug Cam Dantzler back in if you need to, if Pat Pete is terrible or something. All right, cool. Now Bashaud Breeland and Cam Dantzler are your starting cornerbacks.
You're right.
You know, you've like we said yesterday, you've raised the bar of the floor of your defense, and it gives you a little leeway to have whiffed on some of these guys. And also, with how bad the Vikings defense was last year, Pat Pete doesn't have to be the guy that he was 3 to 5 years ago. He just has to be better than Chris Jones or whatever that guy's name was, who Olayed that tackle against the Cowboys. Just be better than Chris Jones, Pat Pete, and we won't complain too much.
Well, and as we see on the screen right there, Dantzler, if he gets healthy and can play, could move back there. So, like, yeah, they've done a very good job. They did an excellent job of solidifying the depth at the corner spot. So if Peterson's not great, it's not going to kill you. The only interesting thing will be this in retrospect. I think the Vikings also talked to the Richard Sherman camp. Mm-hmm. He's still not signed. He's not coming here. I'm not trying to insinuate that. But that will be the one thing that we could possibly have a discussion about if Peterson does struggle is, would you have preferred Sherman? Now, the thing about him is he ain't a kid either, so it's not like a slam dunk. But I think they were weighing between, as far as guys that would take what they had to spend at the time, a guy like Sherman and a guy like Peterson. I just want to warn you, it's not the guy who played for the Cardinals in his heyday.
I think I would have rather have had Richard Sherman, but I also don't want to make it sound like either or was the option. It's very likely that Pat Pete was ready to sign when he was, and Richard Sherman was still either interested in a couple other teams or wanted some more money or something, and the Vikings just said, well, we got to put a roster together, so we're going to sign Pat Pete.
I think he's trying to get paid,
Judd's minicamp observation number 3 is presented by our friends at Federated. Federated Mutual Insurance Company, been standing behind business owners for over 100 years. They are like the great offensive coordinator up in the booth that's overlooking everything, and they are surveying the opposing team's defense, and they're watching out for those adjustments that the market or the defense is making, and they're just a great guiding hand, and they've got plenty of resources too on federatedinsurance.com that you can just go snoop around and take a look at right now, and a full list of industries that Federated protects. At Federated Insurance, it's our business to protect yours, Judd.
Observation number 3 is about when training camp does start in late July, what will probably be one of the most interesting competitions as far as truly being open. Number 3 on down, and I don't know, they kept 7 of these guys last year, which was the most they've kept since Mike took over the job in 2014. They kept 4, I think, the year before, the wide receiver position. So Jefferson's locked in, Thielen locked in. That's a given. But, you know, I think we sort of started last year with, well, B.C. Johnson can compete, and perhaps he'll even compete with Jefferson, and it'll be I think B.C. Johnson's still here, but I think the B.C. Johnson ship has sailed as far as expectation of competition because, in fact, Declan Goff's favorite player in the whole wide world, Chad Beebe, actually had more statistical success than B.C. Johnson did.
Why?
But this thing, so there are, beyond Jefferson and Thielen, there are 8 wide receivers on the roster right now.
Sweet.
A variety of players from undrafted free agents signed after 2020 and 21 to draft picks like the kid from Iowa. But my point being is I think it's going to be very intriguing competition. And my guess is at least one of the guys who makes it might return punts too. I don't have a feel for where this is going to go in training camp. And KJ Osborne, who was not great on punt returns last year, was clearly getting another long look today. So I think they like him. Oh, I think they like what he brings. Dude. And I think they might give him so they were working on punt returns today. I'm going to tell you right now, I didn't see what's the proper term, a magic elixir. I didn't see the magic guy who's going to make their punt returns.
I think they had 68 punt return yards last year,
all late in the season
for the whole year.
Not nice. Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's going to be guys that run 68 yard punt returns back to the house in one punt the whole year. They had 68 punt return yards.
Yeah.
I mean, now, if that's the main thing that we're talking about going into the season, then that's a good problem to have instead of offensive line and defense, secondary and all those things. But, man, you gotta be better on special teams, Vikes.
Jed, what about Larry Fitz? Were you sniffing around? Were you getting any Larry Fitz?
I actually did ask about that today. I did ask around about that today. I don't think there's been contact. I am still intrigued. Here's the thing. If he wants to come here and get a look, And you're not going to embarrass him. I'm intrigued. I think he'd be good in the locker room. I think now if you put too much on his plate, he's, I think, 36 now or so. It's not going to work. But if he came in as like a guy that fit on the depth chart, it makes perfect sense to me. I love the guy.
Wow, this guy does not think that you're providing valuable information here.
No.
The Blackhawk crew says to call Judd a toaster or an air fryer is an injustice to both. Both of those items serve a purpose, whereas Judd serves none.
Hold on a second. I'm going to take a sip of my Fulton beer. I'm
just going to take a sip of your beer here if you would like to advertise your beer on Purple Daily.
On Purple Daily.
Mackie and Judd, send an email to, let's say, dgoff@scorenorth.com. dgoff@scorenorth.com.
I felt I really came with the information today, and the Blackhawk crew has really hurt my feet. This probably ruins my night. Really I'm so devastated. I might not watch the Twins now tonight.
Oh, okay. No. Oh, darn it.
I was hoping that'd be a day game so that it was just over already. All right. What's your next training camp observation?
Okay, my next one is I have a feeling that the Blackhawk crew is a bit Judd is a food processor. I like that one. I like air fryer a lot.
Air fryers are clutch, man. Night, I'm making a salmon tonight.
Oh, I've got a game changer for you guys. I got an air fryer game changer.
Okay.
Leftover pizza.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm already ahead of you. Way ahead of you.
Really? I thought I invented this last week.
Way ahead of you.
Wait.
Dude, it is so good.
Game changing.
You got to have, you know, there's like two different size air fryers. I think, well, here's another story. A couple Black Fridays ago, my wife's parents were in town. And so we had a late night dinner reservation. I think we always get dinner on Thanksgiving night. And then like Target downtown Minneapolis opens all their Black Friday specials at like, you know, 8 p.m. or something on Thanksgiving. So we wander in after a couple of cocktails, and I'm looking at air fryers, thinking, oh, they got like, you know, 50% off air fryers. Right. And I'm looking at one, and some guy who looked like he was homeless walks slowly behind me, and he goes, you're going to want the bigger one. And I'm like, what? He goes, trust me. And I looked at him, and he gives me a nod. And I was like, all right, homeless-looking guy who's very confident about getting the bigger air fryer. I went with the bigger air fryer, and it's allowed us to put 3 slices of cold pizza in it. You heat them up 350 degrees for about 8 minutes, and it's better than the first run of the pizza. Trust me.
I go 375 for just like 3 minutes.
Okay.
I'm quick. I let it preheat. You got to preheat your air fryer. People think like, oh, you don't have to. No.
Just a little bit.
Just a couple minute preheat. 2 to 3 minute preheat. 3 minutes at 375.
Yeah.
Chef kiss, baby.
Dude.
Don't you guys just take the cold pizza from the fridge and eat it cold like I do?
If I'm hammered,
Until we had air fryers.
Yeah, until I had an air fryer.
I've got an air fryer, and in the there's nothing better to me than day after cold pizza, and I'm not hammered because it's morning sometimes.
Yeah, well, I agree. Well, day after cold pizza is amazing.
Yeah.
Put it in the air fryer and then get back to us.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
I'm not trying to replicate what I had. Cold pizza is a new beginning.
Ask Zim about air fryers or pressure cookers on like Zoom chat tomorrow.
I hate Zooms. Zooms are so useless.
Enjoy a weed-free summer at the lake, courtesy of Aquaside. One easy application of Aquaside pellets can eliminate weeds and lake muck. Aquaside has been trusted by hundreds of thousands of lake homeowners since 1960. Neglecting aquatic weeds can hamper recreational activities like swimming and boating. Lake weeds can also provide breeding habitats for insects. Make your lake shore beautiful this summer with Aquaside. Call 1-800-328-9350 or go to aquaside.com.
Do you have any other? Oh, Larry Fitzgerald.
Yes. So Fitzy to me would be worth exploring. If the Vikings have, it is not come out very much, and my guess is it seems like they're not going to. If you want more on the potential depth of the wide receivers, check out my latest at scorenorth.com, because I wrote that when I got home. All right, so there is video evidence, as shot by me and sent to Declan and posted, of, I have to look at the roster, of course, Greg Joseph making a field goal today. They didn't do a lot, but they did at least one drill or a couple drills in team field goals. But here is the most, let me close my Vikings rambling thoughts with one of the most Minnesota Vikings on brand things of all time. So there's three fields there, and the kicker, long snapper, holder, special teams guys are working on the middle field, and the Vikings are doing drills on the far field that I'm watching. I forget who was a quarterback, but anyway, so they're just going through drills, which is fine. But I'm watching the drills. And as the Vikings are, I think someone completed a pass, if I'm not mistaken. I literally hear
Probably Kellen Mond,
exactly right, which I'm sure I shot and sent to Dex. As the pass is completed, I hear the sickening thud of the football off the goalpost. And I look over and I'm like, that's the most Vikings thing ever. That as you're watching, like, what looks like a good quarterback completion or a good play, right? The kicker, Greg Joseph, has to remind you, hey, buddy, I'm here too, to steal your dream. You think not being vaxxed is going to be a problem? I've been vaxxed and I'm not going to make this field goal. But I mean, he couldn't miss the field goal. Like, because if it had sailed wide, I wouldn't have paid attention. He hit the goalpost.
I am the COVID virus for this Vikings team. That's right. Me, wide left, grazing the upright in a crucial playoff situation in January.
Doink. Anyway, I thought you'd enjoy that.
Well, those are Judd's observations from Vikings minicamp. One more day tomorrow. They haven't canceled it already, right? They feel like they still have some work due tomorrow?
Okay. I think they're doing it. Now, they only went – so they went like an hour 15 on day one, and I want to say today about an hour 10 or so. So these things have been short and sweet. But, yes, they are – as far as I know, they're coming back tomorrow to complete the camp before they head into their last break, and then training camp's going to start. There's going to be actually a training camp release tomorrow from them. I think training camp's going to start July 20-something. So
Nice. By the way, if you are watching us on the Purple Daily YouTube channel, if you can click subscribe and click the like button, it'll help you get daily Vikings entertainment in your content feed, which you can also watch on your TCL Smart TV. But then when you click the like button, it helps spread the word about the show. If you think we're awesome, then yeah. And, we see some compliments in there. We appreciate you validating us. Yeah, thank you. Like Mackie is the steak, Judd is the grill, and Declan is the seasoning from Aza Arnold.
I like this one.
That's actually, you know what?
I think that might be the most accurate one.
That's a very fair. There's only been one, like, unfair one that hurt my feelings deeply. And much like Kirk, I'm going to act like it didn't. But I'm going to go home and call my dad. But, actually, I can't call my dad. He's dead. But anyway...
I'm going to call my mom.
She's dead. She's dead too. Yeah. That's a good one.
Declan's going to call both his parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Phone a friend. That call just got super dark.
Yeah.
That call would be expensive. That call would be expensive.
You got a number for me? That'd be great. Is there somewhere I can call?
Yeah. God, here, what's going on? Yeah. Hey, can you page my
parents? You're a Vikings fan?
Yeah.
Please hold.
Yeah. KFXN? Yeah.
Jason Barrett, why calling God is a good idea. All right.
We should probably shut her down here, and we'll do a little write that down session tomorrow because we didn't do it today. Yeah, it's now Purple Daily After Dark. Thanks, Juan M. We might have to launch that again. Declan's been talking about launching a couple seltzers in late at night live, so maybe we'll.
Oh, that would be great fun.
We'll do that.
A lot of good content there. A lot of good guest options. A lot of options there.
All right, if you want to read Judd's write-ups about minicamp, scorenorth.com or the all-new, brand-new ScoreNorth app, which is the central hub for everything we do. Purple Daily, Mackie and Judd, our other daily show, Royce Unchained, The Scoop of Doogie, 10,000 Swings, Loon Talk, you name it. The ScoreNorth app has everything we do. So thanks for hanging out with us on this special happy hour live edition, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.